This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, the audience of your very favorite program, For a Better Life, you're listening to IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your friend, and we're going to have a heart-to-heart whisper regarding the literature of Ashura. Well, previously on For a Better Life, we talked about the themes of literary pieces regarding the Battle of Karbala. We said that through these pieces of poetry and prose, we'll let our soul into a spiritual journey that takes us to the sublime. That is the truth. We talked about different themes, different characteristics that are depicted in these literary pieces. The characteristics of the companion of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his true followers, which is going to count as a model for us who are living in an age far away from that story, far away from the event of Karbala and its tragic, epic story. We said that we have to stay brave. Among those characteristics, we counted some of the very important ones and the prominent ones. That is purity of the heart, stay brave, and practice patience, obedience, and also we talked about the insight that we should have in our heart. Now, aside from poetry and prose, there's another form that comes to the help of literature and creates great masterpieces regarding the Battle of Karbala. As a Muslim who lives in an Islamic country, it's a common thing to know about Taziyeh. Not many people are lucky enough to witness these great plays ever since their childhood. Since it's been quite some sessions that we've been discussing literature of Ashura, I found it really disrespectful not to mention this form of art that is devoted to the Battle of Ashura. Now let's go to it step by step. First, let's talk about the fact that what is Taziyeh? The word itself means condolence or mourning. Now, as a form of art, it is applied to a certain type of plays that deal with the Battle of Karbala and its tragic story from the beginning to the end. As I just told you, it is a form of play that is devoted to Battle of Ashura. Mostly, it deals with the topics and stories that went on in the day of Ashura, before that or after that, the arrival of Imam Hussein alayhi salam with his caravan to Karbala. Then after that, the departure of his family members to Damascus, to Kufa, firstly to Kufa and then to Damascus. And I will give you a picture of what happens through Taziyeh. They are more humble and modest, you know, because the people who are acting, I mean the actors, are maybe even amateurs. They pick the actors from ordinary people. They are not very much like real actors. They have a script. There are two types of Taziyeh, by the way. Some of them are silent ones that are accompanied by musical instruments that also are devoted to Ashura. And they have this sad theme behind them. So the other form of these plays is the one that that has got a context, a text, a script. And the actors will memorize their texts, their scripts, and then they would recite it in front of everyone. Sometimes these plays are performed on a stage. And sometimes they are just performed on a side of a street, on a corner of a street, or and a square somewhere that plenty of people could stand on their feet and watch what is happening in that play. The interesting part is that the stage is not decorated with too much of things. Actually, there might be some of them that are fully decorated, but most of them that are very into real life, and they are so tangible and very much like done by ordinary people, they do not have too much of decoration. Just a few of these decors and ornaments that differentiate between the two sides of the battle. It is actually symbolic because they pick the color red for the people on the wrong side and the color green for the people on the side of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So the kids and plenty much of kids are dressed in green. And you actually cannot see their faces. Their face is also covered by a sort of fabric or something. So even the role of the women is going to be played by male actors.
Abbas and Amara. بده ما را جواب امشب
آواز بیزای خروش آید و یا بانگ زرف هر دم پیاپی بس به گوش آید
People would sit on side of the street or just on their feet. There is no place for sitting. And then they would behold these plays. Just like the other sorts of plays, when you go through a visual experience, you would have these deep passions and emotions lurking inside your heart and then coming into the surface. And then this situation of catharsis that we have it in literature and drama happens to you, that is the process of purification, that is emotional release, it would happen to you. Just as the one who is beholding that play, you would sympathize with those little kids and with all the women who are going through that much of brutality that is done to them by the wrong side of the battle. Just as you are standing there, there is a moment of silence that comes to you. And then in that very moment, you start to think and ponder deeply upon the reasons of the Battle of Karbala, of why Imam Hussein alayhi salam has put it on himself to come all this long way to bring all his family into a land in which he is going to be martyred and his family members are going to be chained in shackles and the women are going to experience a life that no creature in the human history has ever experienced before them. So the type of brutality that's been shared in there in the battlefield of Karbala has got no other equivalent in the history. That is why it makes you so sorrowful. It makes your heart filled with anguish. You know, it makes you just feel like you are in the middle of that battlefield. Actually, the brutal scenes are not depicted. It's just a symbolic sort of depiction of what happened in the Battle of Karbala. There are some pictures of these sort of taziyeh, or what we call as mourning plays that are devoted to Ashura in the internet. So if you just type that name, Google it, then you could find plenty much of pictures and photos of this historical sort of play. May Allah bless and protect you. Thank you for listening.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.